Right now, time to check in with Mike Causey and get a look at sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. You're lucky I'm here. I was just about to pull the plug.
I only saw your link three times.
Nah, a lot more than that.
Really, huh? Might be something wrong. And you even came in on the what we call the rollover line. So there might be something wrong with the line. I forgot to call the phone company. Because you came in on the rollover line, which normally means that the first line is busy. But whatever, at least you're here. And at least we connected. All right, where do you want to start? You want to start in baseball?
No, let's start with our picks, because baseball is going to take a while.
Okay. All right, we'll start with our picks. Now, last night, what were our picks?
You had the Jets, and I had Denver.
There we go. And, of course, Denver won.
The way I'm hearing things on TV today, the Jets might be the worst football team of all time.
I don't know. There's a bunch of teams that are up there this season for that. All right, so
I heard the way people were talking about it. I was listening to another show like ours that's a radio show but on TV, and, man, they were ripping the Jets apart.
I didn't see any of it, I have to say.
Yeah, I didn't watch 1 second of it.
At best, I'll get a quarter into the Giant game. That's how bad football is for me. All right, so then so you get another win and I get another loss.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then let's pick for this week. Why don't you go first?
All right. I'll take San Francisco over the Eagles because the Eagles traded the wrong quarterback away.
We said that many years ago when it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Wentz did nothing, and Foles was the guy that won them a championship, but that's Philadelphia. Everything goes backwards there. So I'm taking San Francisco over the Eagles. Not that San Francisco's good. I just think the Eagles stink. I'm voting for Tom Brady to beat the Chargers. So I'm taking Tampa Bay. And I'm taking the Rams against the Giants. So the Rams, Tampa Bay, and San Francisco.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Baltimore over Washington, game number one. I'm going to take New Orleans over Detroit, games number two. And in game number three, let's see here. I'll take Buffalo over Las Vegas.
It's like you don't even know who these teams are anymore.
I know.
The only way I know who's who, I look at ESPN's website for the schedule, I look at the team insignia to try to figure out who it is, and I still don't know what W means. LAC. Who's that? The Los Angeles Clippers?
I know. It's the Los Angeles Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders.
LV looks like what time does the train leave?
Yeah. They're just crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. So now we let's flip it over and go to the wild card races. In Major League Baseball, the Braves wrapped up their series against the Reds.
Yeah. Cincinnati didn't score a run in two games, I think. 24 innings of two games, didn't score one run. Does that team belong in a playoff?
No.
I mean, are the Braves that good or Cincinnati that bad? Yeah. I guess we'll find out next round.
All right. Game number two, the series is now tied 1-1. The Padres over the Cardinals, 11-9.
What a terrible game this was. A routine fly ball hit to left field. As usual, which happens every day, and now we're in the playoffs, guy drops it. Pitching is atrocious. It's a tough product to watch. And then this guy, Fernando Tatis, he hit two homers.
Yeah.
The second time he flipped his bat like 15 feet into the air. All I know is if I was pitching today and he was getting up, I'd point to the medic real quick, say, get ready, here he comes. Are you kidding me? How do you show up anybody in baseball doing what this guy did? These guys are so unprofessional, it's ridiculous. And people today are going to say, well, that's the way the game is today. Well, guess what? It's garbage. Yeah. You don't do things like that. You're called a professional. The guy that you hit it off is a professional. This is trash. And the only thing worse than this is this behavior trickles down to the amateur ranks where you see kids in high school doing this. It's bad, bad stuff.
All right. The Dodgers wrapped up their series 2-0, 3-0 over the Brewers.
Yeah, Milwaukee. There's another team shouldn't have been in the playoffs.
And let's hear it for the Athletics. They actually came back, got that monkey off their back. They beat the White Sox, and they move on.
And that game is the reason why I will not watch any more baseball this fall. You know how many pitchers they used in a 9-inning game?
How many?
17.
That's just unbelievable.
17 pitches. I'm watching this game, and the White Sox, in the 5th inning, had 4 pitchers left that are available to pitch out of the bullpen. How do you do that? It's the, you're in the, not through 5, you're in the 5th. They have 4 pitchers left. If this game went to extra innings, who knows who was going to pitch for Chicago? I don't know who was going to pitch for Oakland when they used 8 pitchers. How do you use 17 pitchers in a 9-inning game? And the pitchers are so bad. The White Sox should have scored a ton of runs early in this game and didn't. They had 3 runs on the board with 9 hits. When you see something off like that, you know bad things are going to happen. They didn't knock in the guys that they should have knocked in. And the A's got in the game because Chicago couldn't pitch. They had 8 walks in 2 innings. 1 inning, guy led off with a walk, catcher's interference, another walk. Bases loaded, you didn't even hit a ball yet. Walked in a run, base hit. That's how the A's got back in the game. This is the major leagues? Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable how bad this is. You got guys can't throw strikes. Never mind putting the ball where they want on a plate. They can't throw a strike to save their life. What a terrible product. Thank goodness people aren't paying to sit in the stands to watch this.
Too many teams in the playoffs.
Too many teams.
Yeah.
Period,
yeah.
Too many teams. When you got guys pitching in the playoffs that can't throw a strike, oh, my God, it's awful. Absolutely awful. The old guys that used to go 9 every time in the playoffs, Mickey Lolich, Bob Gibson, you can name a ton of them. They're turning over in their graves if they passed away already. If not, they're throwing up in their bathrooms watching this. This is terrible stuff.
Well, even I'm used to watching. Remember Mel Stottlemyre?
Mel Stottlemyre, one of the most underrated pitchers of all time. If Mel Stottlemyre pitched today, he'd be one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball. Yeah.
He was with a lousy Yankee team. He won 15 to 16 games each year.
With a tremendous ERA. I don't know if he won that many.
Yeah,
he was like 10 and 10, 12 and 12 type of guy. But with any kind of run support, he's a 20-game winner every year.
But he also used to go 7, 8, 9 innings all the time.
At least 7 innings for Mel was a bad game.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's Mel Stottlemyre, who I love, by the way. But you got all the pitchers, the dominant pitchers from that era. Like I know, Steve Blass from our area with the Pirates.
When you lost, you went 8 innings.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is
I watch it and watch it, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. It's an unwatchable product, basically, now.
It's a different game.
Oh, it's terrible, and people think it's the greatest. I don't know. I don't see it. Thank God I'm the age I am, so I don't have to watch this much longer.
All right, so now let's go to your picks for this weekend.
All right, well, I narrowed it down to races I liked, and I did throw the Preakness in there. First race is tomorrow at Keeneland. It's the 6th race, 3:45 post, Grade 2 Woodward going 5.5 furlongs. 9 horses line up for this. One horse I like in here is the 8-horse Leinster. This horse, 3 races at Keeneland, 2 wins in a second, 7 races at the distance, with 4 wins in 2 seconds, so this horse is a sprint specialist. One last time out, this horse won the Shakertown going 5.5 in July at Keeneland, so this horse comes back. The only fly in the ointment with him is Tyler Gaffalione does not have the mount because he's riding tomorrow in Maryland. But my top pick in this race is the 2 Fast Boat. I've been following this horse for about a year now, and I saw a lot of potential in him at sprinting when he started sprinting last spring. And since then, he's rattled off some real big races. Ran a real, real good race back at Churchill in June. Ran into Shakertown, had some traffic problems in there. Got beat by Leinster, but by less than a length. And he ran 4th, less than a length. So it was a blanket finish that day. I think he turns the tables here and gets the job done. So in the 6th race at Keeneland, the 2 Fast Boat and the 8 Leinster are my 2 plays. Going to the 8th race at Keeneland, it's the Grade 1 First Lady, 1 mile on a turf. Only draws 6 horses in here, but it's a good race. The 4-horse Newspaper of Record got beat last time out at Churchill at 50 cents on a dollar for Chad Brown. This horse is going to get smacked at the windows again tomorrow, and I think gets beat again. Beau Recall is the horse she's going to have to hold off to win. But I like a sneaky horse in here, the two horse, Thalika. This horse won at Kentucky Downs in what I think was a very, very nice prep for this race. The horse ran 22:45, 109, sat just off the pace and won. I think this horse gets the first jump at Newspaper of Record before Beau Recall gets the lead and holds Beau Recall off. So we're going to go with the 2, Delica, at 10-1 in the 6-horse field. Got to take it. And the 1, Beau Recall, to wrap up an exact in the First Lady, 8th at Keeneland. That's just before 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then the 11th race on the Pimlico card is the Preakness, 1 3/16. Post time for this is just after 5:30. There's 11 horses in the race. I'm going with 2 horses that missed the Derby. One because of injury, Art Collector. That's the 3 horse. This horse is coming into the race very, very well with 4 wins. Actually had 5 wins, but was disqualified last November at Churchill Downs. This horse, I would have been my Derby pick, but I'm going to pick him in tomorrow's Preakness. The other horse I'm going to use is the horse I picked in the Derby who flipped in the paddock and got scratched, the 5,000 Words, Bobby Baffert's other horse. Authentic, the winner of the Kentucky Derby's in here, but I'm not even going to use that horse in this race. I'm going to go with the 3 and 5,000 Words in Art Collector. And if you're looking for a bomb, a very, very live bomb at 30-1 in the morning line is the 11 horse, Live Your Beast Life. This horse broke his maiden, I think. No, his second. He broke his maiden at Belmont. Won at Saratoga from off the pace, going 1 1/8. Came back about 3 weeks later in the Jim Dandy over Labor Day weekend and got second, beat by less than a length in a fast closing rush at 14-1. This horse is definitely going to be coming for George Abreu. There's a lot of speed in here. The horses that I mentioned are going to be near the front. Authentic's going to be near the front. If you look, you see a lot of ones in here, meaning their speed. Art Collector, Swiss Skydiver, the Philly, 1,000 Words, Jesus Team, New York Traffic, Authentic. That's a lot of speed. The way these 3-year-olds have been running, they're very suspect. Live Your Beast Life could light the board up. So I like the 3, 5, 11. I'm definitely putting in that exact box. And if the 3 is low enough and the 11 is high enough, he's going to get my win money. So a whole lot of races everywhere. Belmont, Keeneland, Pimlico, way too many to talk about. But if you have the racing channel that you can watch, and I'm sure that MSG is going to be covering New York, Keeneland's isolated to one channel. But if you have it, I'd sooner watch that than baseball if there's any tomorrow. That's for sure.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.